Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Is it even worth selling on Amazon in 2021? My name is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. This is Tatiana James. And if you're here right now, you're probably wondering that question. Maybe you're a brand new beginner to building an online business or exploring different opportunities, Amazon being one of them. And you're wondering, is it too late? Am I late to the party? Can I still make money on Amazon? Is it too competitive? Is it too saturated? You've probably seen the growth and the opportunity of Amazon. Everyone's talking about it, but you're wondering, is it even worth it? So we want to share with you our perspective on this, an honest perspective. We can share with you based on our experience of selling on Amazon for many, many years. But also we can share with you because we are working with a lot of beginners, a lot of people that are just getting started on their journey. They've never built a business before in their life. They're starting their Amazon business. They're trying to get away from their 9-to-5 job, maybe as you are. And these are not people that have been selling for many, many years, 5 years, 10 years ago, people that are getting started right now today. So we have that perspective that I think we can offer you that you might not be aware of or might not have yourself. But we also work with and know a lot of very successful e-commerce business owners, people selling on Amazon, Shopify, people that have been at this for a long time. And we're also quite intertwined in the community of successful Amazon sellers, going to mastermind groups, and a lot of them are our friends, and events and courses, all of that sort of stuff too. So we can kind of share with you guys kind of the insider scoop, I guess, of the Amazon opportunity and what people are going through and what they're seeing in the future of this. So Tatiana's been selling on Amazon for many, many years, built a very successful business and brand. Do you want to kick it off and share your thoughts?
Well, I think the answer to your question is in the numbers. You just have to look at the statistics. So, for example, in 2014, total e-commerce sales was $1.3 trillion. By 2020, that number tripled to $4.2 trillion. And it's projected to be $6.5 trillion by 2023. So what we're seeing is an upward trend, and it's continuing to climb because more people are transitioning to online shopping. And 47% of all US e-commerce sales are on Amazon. And by 2021, that's projected to be 50%. So half of all online sales are done on Amazon. So we're seeing this trend, this upward trend, simply because, you know, we've been in this technology revolution. And so naturally, we've seen companies and businesses shift to online. The businesses who are forward thinking have already thought about setting up an online store. And what happened though with COVID pandemic in 2020, people were forced to go online. And so the people who had set themselves up and had online shops, that was great. They benefited from that as e-commerce sales increased. But for the businesses, the brick and mortar businesses that didn't have that set up, a lot of them ended up going bankrupt and closing down, unfortunately. So more people have transitioned to online shopping because they've been forced to, not being able to leave their home or not wanting to leave their home and having to learn how to online shop. And truth be told, and I'm sure you have the same experience, that once you learn how to online shop, once you get comfortable with using your credit card and paying for things online, or once you get an Amazon Prime account, you become a lifetime customer because you realize how easy it is. I mean, now nowadays we get our groceries delivered with Amazon, Whole Foods. They deliver them right to our door. It just makes it so much simpler. So people want to shop online, and because people want to shop online, people need to be providing products. And that's what we are. We are third-party sellers. Amazon gives us this incredible privilege to use their platform and sell to their customers. And the more customers that they have, the more they need people like us, the more they need third-party sellers, they need more products to add to their product line.
Yeah, you know, even just kind of what we saw with the recent Black Friday, just how much that's declined in physical retail. You know, people are not going to the shopping malls and, you know, different physical retail stores, and they're shopping online. And you might be wondering, okay, well, once we have the vaccine and as things normalize, yes, I'm sure people are still going to go to the store and go to the mall, and that might pick up a bit. But what's really happened with COVID, I mean, already the trend, of course, has been for many years that more and more people are shopping online, shopping on Amazon. COVID just accelerated that because it forced people, as you said, to shop on Amazon that have never before. I mean, we never before had the experience of buying our groceries on Amazon through Whole Foods. But once we did, because we were forced to, we're like, this is so much easier. We were actually in a quarantine here in Honolulu for 2 weeks, so we had to have our groceries delivered. And once we did it, we're like, oh, this is so much better.
Now we always get them delivered.
Yeah, and so once someone's set up and they're up and running, now there's going to be a lasting effect. And even as the world normalizes, more and more people are going to be buying online because their consumer behaviors have changed. Now, I guess another way I look at it, too, is really the question is, if it's worth starting in 2021, you really got to be asking yourself, then are you bullish? Are you optimistic that by 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, and beyond that, that more and more people are going to be buying on Amazon, that Amazon is going to continue to grow? Because really what you're doing when you're starting your business is you're making an investment. You're making an investment in starting your business, and any investment, you got to look at it long term. You're investing in Amazon, you're partnering with Amazon, essentially, one of the biggest companies in the world. So you got to believe that the company that you're partnering with, are they going to grow? Are they going to expand internationally? Are they going to attract more customers? Are they going to make it easier for people to purchase on their platform and incentivize them even further? Or do you believe by 2022, 2023, 2025, that all of this is going to go away? You know, people are going to go back to buying things, you know, in shopping stores, or maybe they're going to buy on Walmart or Target online or different place. Another competitor might come into the scene. So I think that's really what you got to look at. Because for me, whenever I invest in a company, I'm not really looking at where it is right now today. I'm factoring in, where is this going to be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now? And that's what you're doing with your business. So when you're starting your business, you're starting it for the long term. It's not like a job where you're going to put in your time and you get a certain amount of money back from that immediately. There's no short-term rewards in starting a business. Starting a business is like having a baby. You know, it's going to take from you a lot initially. You're going to have to put a lot of time. It's going to be stressful. It's going to be very dependent on you. But at a certain point, it starts to walk and it's less dependent on you. And then it starts to provide for you. And that's where you get the passive income and whatnot. So I think you got to look at it long term. And for me, and I know for you too, we're very optimistic with Amazon. We're investors in Amazon as well, along with Shopify and other, you know, online retail outlets. And the way I always look at it is that a rising tide raises all boats, right? So if you got a boat on Amazon and the tide rises, opportunity grows, you benefit from that. And you might be thinking, well, is it too late? Well, you know, this old saying is that the best time to have planted a tree was 20 years ago, but the next best time is right now, today. And if you start today and Amazon grows over the next year, 5, 10 years and beyond that, then it's not too late. There's always going to be people that are asking that question. There'll be people that were asking that question a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And if they thought that and didn't take action, they would have missed out on the opportunity.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, we can't guarantee anything, right? We can't predict the future. So we're just estimating to the best of our ability. We're looking at the stats, as I mentioned earlier. You know, just look at the figures. Don't take our word for it. Look at the numbers yourself. It's a simple Google search. You can see the statistics. But even if, say, worst case scenario, Amazon all of a sudden disappears or it's no longer an opportunity a year from now and you start your business today, great, profit for a whole year and then take that money, do what you want with it, start another business or save it or invest it into some other way. I mean, it is The beautiful thing about selling on Amazon is that the ability for your business to grow and scale is unlike any other business that I've seen before. And I have firsthand experience in this. It's just incredible because really all it takes is setting up the foundation for your business. And once you've got that foundation, then it comes down to your marketing, just getting your product in front as many people as you can. And the beautiful thing about selling on Amazon is that you have the potential to reach hundreds of thousands of people. And so you can go from one day, you know, earning $10,000 a month to a few months from there, then on earning $50,000 a month in revenue and then $100,000, and it starts to compound and you earn more and more and more. And so 1 year's time really is a lot in the Amazon industry, and you'll be surprised by how fast your business can grow. And I've had that experience with many people. Even just recently, I received a few emails from people who were actually recently interviewed on my channel saying how their business has just blown up since that interview, and many people just being out of stock. But it's a good problem to have that they're out of stock. They made tens of thousands of dollars, especially during like the Black Friday and the sales. So it is a huge opportunity. But nonetheless, the environment has changed. It has shifted slightly. And we're not going to sit here and tell you that things are the same as they were back in 2014, because that's not realistic. The reality is that there are more people selling on Amazon today than were in 2014 when we first started selling on Amazon. There are many more people because of people like us. We're sharing this opportunity on YouTube. We want people to benefit from this opportunity. And people see the opportunity, and that's why they're signing up and selling on Amazon. So because of this new environment, you have to take that into consideration and say, yes, there is an opportunity, but I have to understand how things have changed and how can I be proactive about this? How can I approach things differently? And so one of the things that you really have to consider is just the competition. Yes, there's more competition. Competition is not a bad thing because competition shows that there's demand. If there's no competition for a product, it's probably because nobody's buying that product on Amazon. So a healthy level of competition is good. And you want to look for that when you're finding a product on Amazon. But the key is to find ways to differentiate yourself. You really got to put on your creativity hat. You got to really be an artist and not just the entrepreneur, and think of ways that you can really differentiate your product and your brand from other people on Amazon and give people a reason to buy from you rather than all the other listings, all the other sellers on Amazon.
And, you know, you got to ask yourself, yeah, it's more competitive without a doubt, but why? Because it's such a great opportunity, right? That's why people are selling on Amazon. That's why more and more people are getting into it, is because it is such an amazing opportunity. And I think what Amazon has done is they've found ways to incentivize new sellers to make it very attractive, because I don't know many other ways of starting a business that are better than Amazon. I don't know many other ways of selling online that are better than Amazon, because Amazon gives you the platform where you can reach millions of customers. They, you know, are a brand that people trust and people are familiar shopping with. They deliver and ship the product to the customer incredibly fast. Those that have Amazon Prime, they handle the payment processing, they take care of refunds, they provide customer support. They have an advertising platform with their pay-per-click. You can run ads on Amazon to promote your product. They have a search engine. So that's why it's more competitive, is because Amazon is growing and people are seeing that opportunity and they're jumping into it. But also I'd say that Amazon is making it easier too. Like, it's a lot easier to sell on Amazon than when we started. I mean, when we started selling on Amazon, they didn't have all the tools and everything that they do to provide for sellers, and they're more organized, and they've grown and they've grown so much and made it easier for sellers in many different ways, which also is providing a greater opportunity for people.
Well, and I would say that the tools, there's a lot of third party tools like Jungle Scout and Helium 10 and all these tools that really didn't exist when we first started selling, or at least that we knew of. And there's so much available now for Amazon sellers to really help you systematize, automate your business and use softwares and apps to really kind of improve the flow. And one thing I wanted to add of just like why Amazon is attractive, one of the main reasons is because of how affordable it is to start a business. You know, to invest $5,000 into a business is incredible, because back in the day, you know, people would be expecting to invest tens of thousands of dollars, $100,000 to open up a shop. It was very high risk to start your own business. And so to be able to invest $2,000, $5,000 to start a business that has the potential of earning you hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars is incredibly low cost. And every business involves risk. You know, we would be deluding you if we were to say that it doesn't. Every single business involves risk. That's part of being an entrepreneur. You have to understand that you have to have a certain level of risk threshold that you have to be comfortable with. If you don't want to take any risks, then don't invest your money, and your business is an investment. But nonetheless, you can mitigate your risks. And there are many ways that we discuss doing that, in terms of like finding a product, making sure you do your product research. You're not just looking for a product that you want to sell on Amazon, but you're looking at the marketplace. You're looking to see what's selling on Amazon. What do people want? You're looking for ways to improve your products. You're not just selling the same thing everyone else is selling. So there are ways to mitigate that risk, and is quite an attractive selling feature.
Yeah, and I think that the most important thing that's going to determine your success or determine your failure is not Amazon, it's you. Right? You're the one that's going to determine your success or failure. Because really, if you think about it, in order for you to be a successful entrepreneur, and especially in the landscape, I think, of Amazon or any online business, you as an entrepreneur, you've got to be always learning and evolving and identifying the best strategies and finding the opportunities, right? It's not the product and it's not Amazon, it's you. You are the one that is going to determine your success. So I think the, you know, for example, what I've learned, because we are a part of masterminds, we know many successful sellers. The ones that are very successful, they're always on the cutting edge. Like, there's always new tactics and strategies and techniques and ways to get Amazon reviews and ways to evaluate niches and find product opportunities and position your product. And like, we're still learning. Like, we've been at this for a long, we're still learning things every day of things that we didn't know before. And it's those that have those latest strategies and tactics that that are on the cutting edge and have a competitive advantage over everyone else. Because most people on Amazon, they don't really know what they're doing. A lot of people on Amazon have no idea how to market, how to sell. They're not staying up to date with the latest things. So I think a key component of success with anything is going to be you, your commitment to learn and evolve. And you know, for us, we go through courses and trainings, go to masterminds, events. We're hungry for that. And I think that's an important aspect of your success, because as long as you're upgrading yourself as an entrepreneur, you're going to learn what's working. When you identify one strategy that no one else knows about, or very few, you can blow by most of the competition. You can stand out. You can get reviews in ways that no one else is, and get sales in ways that no one else is. Or you learn the latest tactic with Amazon ads and PPC. Like that's powerful stuff that I'm always looking for, is what is those little strategies that the 1% knows that I don't know, so I can become one of the 1%.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people feel discouraged when they hear that, you know, your success depends on you. But for me, that's actually very empowering. Yeah. Because for me, I feel like, great, like that just means that, yeah, I have a responsibility here, but that means that I can put in my full effort. I can do my best. I can give it my all, and I can increase my likelihood of success. If I was at the mercy of external forces, well, that would be devastating, because then I really have no control over my future. So really, that's the name of success, is that ultimately, like, you can have the tools, you can have the tactics, but it comes down to you and your implementation and your work ethic. And that's just like for any business, regardless of if it's an online business
or not. You know what? There's so many ways you can market and sell your product. I mean, there's running Facebook ads and doing a blog and SEO and building a YouTube channel, using social media, Instagram, influencers. Yeah. And I think the entrepreneurs of the future, the ones that are not just going to depend on Amazon, they're not just Amazon sellers. They're like, I'm going to sell on Amazon and use my YouTube channel to build it. I'm going to be, you know, an Instagram influencer and have my product on Amazon and combine the two. It's like a 1-2 punch, right? They're willing to step up and learn marketing and these tactics and to build their business and market their product and business. Those are the ones that I see that are going to succeed the most, because they're resourceful and committed to selling their product.
Yeah. And you know, like with my business, that's what I did. I decided that, you know what, I honestly, I didn't want to start a YouTube channel for my business. I didn't necessarily want to be the face of my brand, but I was like, this is a competitive advantage. Yeah. If I'm willing to do this, if I'll push myself to do this, this will be my competitive advantage because other people aren't willing to do it. And if you do what other people do, then you're going to get the same results they get. You have to be willing to do what the failures won't do. Yeah. And so, find your competitive advantage, and it takes a bit of trial and error. You need a marketing strategy, but you have everything you need. You have everything you need to become successful with your business. It's just about implementation and taking action. But if you're sitting here watching this video and you're like, oh, is Amazon an opportunity? Is it dead? Oh, that's something from the past. It's like, okay, well, you know, I would rather try something and at least like let myself know whether or not this worked for me rather than continuing to ruminate on this idea of selling on Amazon and never really knowing whether I could be successful or not. Like, give it a shot, give it your all. And if it works out for you, great. Look at the upside. Look at what you could create for yourself. My life has completely changed because of the business that I decided to start. And it all started with selling on Amazon. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this with other people, because I know what it's done for me personally. And if you try it, and it doesn't work out for whatever reason, then at least you tried. You know, at least you know that that's something that you tried. Try something else if you want to continue to pursue financial freedom.
Yeah, and let me give you just one last component here that I think will be really valuable, because going deeper to, you know, what I was trying to explain about how you're the one that will determine your success or your failure, really what will determine whether you even get started is your belief. If you believe that Amazon is an incredible opportunity, that Amazon's going to grow, that you can make a lot of money on Amazon and that you can do it, you're going to get started, you're going to take action. But if you don't believe that you can, if you don't believe in yourself, if you believe that Amazon's too competitive, if you have a scarcity mentality, a mentality of fear, then you're not even going to get started. You're not going to take any action as a result of that. So whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Now, I can guarantee you, if you and I were to make a bet right now, if you and I made a bet that someone today watching this video or someone somewhere in the world is going to get started watching this video, start their business, would you? If you and I had a bet, I would have bet you that $10,000 that 6 months from now, there's going to be some people watching this that are going to become successful in 2021. Would you be willing to take that bet? Of course, you're not going to take that bet, because obviously there are people that will succeed in 2021, 2022, and beyond that are getting started right now today, or a month from now, or 6 months from now, or a year from now. But here's a formula that I want to give you. We learned this from Tony Robbins. We were just at his event recently, Unleash the Power Within. He has something called the success cycle. So there's four different boxes, okay? One here, one here, one here, one here. Maybe my editor can edit this in. Here is potential. Now, the potential of you and I is what? Unlimited. We have unlimited potential. We can do and accomplish and create incredible things in our life. Now, when you have potential, though, the next step is taking action, okay? When you take action towards something, what happens in this box over here is you get results, right? So you start getting results when you take action. If you don't take action, you don't get any results. Now, what happens when you get results is this box over here is you get certainty, you get confidence. It strengthens your belief that I can do this, that this works, that I can make money on Amazon. This is real. This is possible for me. I can change my life. And what happens is when you have more certainty, more confidence, more belief, you tap into more potential, right? And when you tap into more potential, you take more action. And when you take more action, you get more results. And when you get more results, you get even stronger belief, even more confidence, even more motivated, which allows you to tap into more potential and take more action and get more results and even have a stronger belief system. So that's the success cycle. But the key, the place you start that determines everything is your belief. If you don't believe you can, you're not going to tap into your potential. You're not going to take any action. You're not going to get any results. Or you kind of believe maybe it can work and you tap into a bit of potential, you take a little bit of action, but because you're not really taking much action, you get lousy results. And then you say to yourself, oh, I knew it didn't work. I knew Amazon, you know, you can't make money on Amazon. It's too competitive, da, 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 da. And then that reinforces now a negative belief of, I knew this wouldn't work. You know, you know, it's too late for me. I missed out on the opportunity. This is called the success cycle. It's so important that you understand this, because your confidence and your belief is the number one factor why anybody watching this will go on to succeed or go on to fail.
And it's the very reason that we sit here today with so much belief and passion sharing this with you, right? Because we have created results, and our results reinforced our belief in selling on Amazon and other people's on a regular basis.
People email us, message us,
it's amazing. Yeah, it reinforces that belief that, yes, this is not just possible for us, it's possible for other people, which is exactly why I started my YouTube channel, to inspire other people to start this as well. And, you know, you may be thinking, well, I believe in selling on Amazon. I see now that it is an opportunity. It's not something dead. I should move forward in 2021. But what I don't believe in is myself. And that's something that you need to work on, because as Stefan said, you have full potential. Humans have unlimited potential. Honestly, guys, we don't even know how much potential we have. There are world records being broken every day. There are things that were once deemed impossible for the human being that are now proven to be possible. So your potential is unlimited, but you need to tap into that potential. And you need to understand that. So start creating some rituals for yourself where you can really unlock that certainty, that belief. A lot of that starts with goal setting. Start setting some small goals for yourself in your life. All success is, guys, there's many definitions for success, but if you look it up in the dictionary, all success is setting a goal for yourself and achieving it. So set small goals for yourself every single day. Set the goal, okay, if I'm gonna go for a run, if I say my goal is to go for a run, I do it. If I say that I'm going to, you know, work on this project and complete it, I do it. Whatever you say you're going to do, complete it. Because each time you complete it, you start to subconsciously grow confidence and belief in yourself that you're someone who says you're going to do something and you do it. You believe that you can achieve whatever goals you set for yourself. And so that's going to start to grow, and you start to become more confident. And sooner or later, you're going to have great belief in yourself that no matter what it is that you want to do, whatever you set your mind out to doing, you know you can do it. I know today, I sit here today, and I know Stefan does too, that whatever goals we have in our life, we know that there are no limitations. That if there will be challenges, of course, but we know that we will always figure out a way to achieve what we want to achieve in life. And we've created a proven track record for ourselves by setting goals and achieving them. So say, you know, set a goal for yourself. If you say you're going to do something, just do it. And that's one way to start creating belief.
Yeah, and you got to do it now. I mean, look, you're watching this video 25 minutes in. We both know you're going to do it. We both know you wouldn't be here right now watching this video. You just have a little bit of fear. You just need someone to push you over the edge. You need some certainty, someone to tell you, maybe it's us, like, go for it. You can do it. You know, don't let your fear, your past, your stories, limiting beliefs, what other people say, stop you from changing your life and building a business, creating the lifestyle you really desire. So if you're here right now, you know, we both know, I mean, search your soul and your gut right now. You know, you wouldn't be here watching this right now if you're not going to take action and do this. So we want to give you that push. Go for it. It's a rewarding journey. You're going to learn, grow a lot. It's very exciting. There's ups and downs, of course, in being an entrepreneur, but go for it. And if you want to get started, we've got a free video training. We'll link to that below in the description. So you can opt in there on the website, put in your name and email address, and we can send you some free videos that will guide you to help you get started, some recommendations and whatnot. But I'd recommend, if you're here watching this, and you're in this state, you're in this moment right now, do it right now. Do it right now before this video ends. Click on that link, because now you've got momentum. Now you're in state, and you got to take advantage of this emotional state that you're in right now.
Mm-hmm. But having said that, we don't know you personally, and you need to be responsible for yourself and the decisions that you make in your life, and especially your finances. So as I mentioned, starting a business, it involves a level of risk. It's an investment. If you have, you know, you're on your last dollar in your bank account and you're thinking that you're going to invest that money into starting your business, your Amazon business, because it's going to save you, don't think that way.
Yeah, okay? Make sure you're ready financially to start your business.
So we want to make sure that's clear, because as much as we want to motivate you, encourage you, we don't know you personally. We don't know what your situation is. So take responsibility and make sure that you take your lifestyle, your finances into consideration.
Yeah. So listen, hopefully you enjoyed this video. If you did, please give it a thumbs up. There's a lot more that we can share, but we share that on our YouTube channels. You can subscribe here on Project Life Mastery and turn on the bell notification for more videos on building a business, selling on Amazon, self-improvement, investing. And you can also check out Tatiana as well. We'll link below to our YouTube channels, Tatiana James on YouTube. She goes more in detail on selling on Amazon, e-commerce, and Shopify. But check her out as well. Subscribe to us both. Thank you guys so much for being here, watching our videos, and we look forward to seeing you again in the next one. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.